Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, Pastor Ed Young continues a series of talks titled Breath with a message entitled Hee-Haw. We'll explore the difference between merely existing and truly living a life with purpose. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called Hee-Haw. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Have you ever heard of the phrase, it's on like Donkey Kong? It's on like Donkey Kong? Yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong. Hee-Haw, it's on like Donkey Kong. If we breathe in God's breath, it's on like Donkey Kong. Yet if we breathe in poison breath, it's off like Donkey Wrong. I'm talking about Hee-Haw. I'm talking about the breath of friendships, the breath in marriages, the breath in families, the breath in your corporation, the breath in your business, the breath in your school, the breath on your team. What kind of breath are you breathing? You know, we breathe, what, 16 breaths per minute, 23,000 breaths a day, about 8 million a year. And if you have great genetics and eat clean, you'll breathe between 700 to 800 million breaths over a lifetime, thus taking up several hundred tons of oxygen. That's a lot of breath. I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste my breath, do you? I don't want to waste it because I have a limited amount of breath, and no one is sure how many breaths are left. The Bible says, though, when we inhale the breath of God, then we truly live. In other words, breath is life and life is breath. Breath is life and life is breath. Living things breathe. What are you breathing? Have you heard about these alarms that you can install in your homes? If there's any sort of poisonous gases, you know, carbon monoxide, something like that, these alarms will sound. It's like, whoa, I can't tell it, but some bad stuff is in the air. The scriptures say that when I inhale the breath of God, when I receive Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is literally an alarm. The Holy Spirit literally warns us when we're around poisonous gas, when we're around things that don't pass the smell test. And sometimes they're covert, they're not overt. People that breathe poison, we don't really know it up front, but after several years go by, maybe several decades go by, we look back and we're like, man, I wasted my breath. I wasted my time. I wasted my energy on these people. That's why God said back in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 10, do not plow with an and together. Don't hook up with Hee-Haw. Why would God say that? God is giving us very practical words. In fact, God wants us to harness ourselves, to yoke up with animals of the same strength and the same nature. So as believers, as human beings, we should link up with people of the same strength and the same nature. God said, hey, don't hook up an ox and a donkey. I don't want to hate on donkeys, but donkeys aren't oxes. Oxes are unique. They're different than a donkey. The Bible also says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, something else about hee-haw. It says, do not be together with unbelievers. For what do and wickedness have in common? Or what can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Interesting. So you see the parallel. You got the ox and the donkey. God says, don't plow with them. It's going to be all jacked up if you do. And then he says that we should not have close associations. We shouldn't have any fellowship with people who don't have our same nature. Obviously, oxes hang out with other oxes. Hee-haws hang out with other hee-haws. Am I going too fast for anybody? A donkey, though, eats some poisonous plants. In fact, a donkey's breath is so toxic, if it's yoked up with an ox, it can make the ox sick. It can actually kill the ox. So what I would suggest to you is, and what I think about in my own life, as we look back and as we think about our friendships, our associations, our connections, are you breathing donkey wrong? Are you breathing poison breath? Are you breathing halitosis from the donkeys in your life? But I'm here to tell you, it's not going to be obvious. It's not like, oh, he's donkey wrong. Oh, she's donkey wrong. No, no, no. It's covert. It's subterranean. It's on the DL. It's unique. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. Corinth was a very worldly city. And there was some funky stuff going on. There was some crazy stuff going on amongst the members of the fellowship church at Corinth. And he says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. We read that. But then he asks two rhetorical questions. He's like, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Why righteousness? Because once we breathe the breath of Jesus, we have the righteousness of Jesus. That's huge, because God can't look or smell any kind of halitosis. He can't even let bad breath get near his nostrils, because God is holy. We're unholy. Jesus became man. He lived this holy life. He died for our wrongdoings. He breathed his last breath on the cross for your junk and mine. Died. Death couldn't hold him down because of his sinless nature. On resurrection morn, he breathed a new breath, a breath of resurrection. And then he took a bunch of ragtag wheels off fishermen and breathed the resurrection breath into them, but they had to inhale it. And once that happened, you've got righteousness going on. When God sees those of us who've breathed in the righteousness of Jesus, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see you and me. He doesn't see our wrongdoings. And that's good. I mean, that's awesome. So righteousness and wickedness, they don't have anything in common. Paul is simply saying, avoid compromise. Don't hook up with a jackass. That's what he's saying. Now, another rhetorical question, the second one in verse 14. What fellowship can light have with darkness? In the book of John, Jesus is called the light of the world. The gospel is the light. What is the gospel? People sometimes try to complicate the gospel. That's ridiculous. The gospel is simply the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Without the gospel, we're out of breath. Without the gospel, we're toast. living things breathe. Some people I meet are breathing but existing, yet those of us who've inhaled Jesus, we are truly living. That's why Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Living things breathe. It's the breath of God. Well, you might be thinking, all right, Ed, you're telling me this is covert, not overt. You're telling me it's on the DL. You're telling me it's unique. You're telling me it's subterranean, these jackasses that I might be associated with too closely. How can I tell if somebody in my life is donkey wrong? Number one, this just gets you thinking. Donkeys always talk about what they've heard. They're always talking about what they heard. I heard this. I saw this. I'm not sure, but he did this, and she said that. And I think because she said that, she is that. How in the heck do they know? Well, donkeys have big old honking ears, and they listen, and they're loud, and they hee-haw, hee-haw about what they seesaw, seesaw. Poison, man, poison. Proverbs 16, 28. A perverse person stirs up conflict. A gossip, wow, separates close friends. Always separating. Always it's me against the world. You're hooked up with a jackass. Another marker of a donkey. Donkeys are mean-spirited. Don't get on the wrong side of a donkey. They'll kick, they'll bite. Proverbs 16, 29, a violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that's not good. Are you hooked up to a donkey? Life is too short to be hooked up to a jackass. Also, number three, donkeys are stubborn. They I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. Don't tell me anything. Do you know anyone like that? Hey, I want some advice. Please help me in this relationship. And you download advice and they do the opposite. Oh, I really need some help financially, you know, kind of messed up. Would you help me? And you do the opposite. They're just stubborn, man. They just lock up. Proverbs 15, 31 and 33. Whoever heeds life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. But those who disregard discipline despise themselves. But the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting the Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Here's another. The fourth characteristics of being hooked up with a donkey, donkeys are always bringing up the past. Somebody who's donkey wrong, they're always talking about the past, always talking about the good old days. Always, I mean, everything is not hysterical, it's historical. Everything. And I'm all about history, But let's talk about the present. Let's talk about the future. Now and then I'll meet people who go, oh yeah, I just miss the good old days at fellowship. I'm like, dude, these are the good old days. I mean, I enjoy talking about the past when, you know, things were different and evolving, but I like what's going on now. So if you were some jackass, they're always talking about the past. So those are some markers, and maybe the Holy Spirit of God is saying, "Wow, you're harnessed up to a donkey. You're wasting your breath. You have this poison breath, because see, I don't need to be hooked up to a donkey. I need to be hooked up to an ox. When I'm yoked, when I'm harnessed with the right people in the right places, doing the right thing, I'm receiving oxygen." Oxygen. Are you receiving oxygen? Are you breathing in sync with those people that God has in your life? Because regularly we have to think about our friends. But to put it a little deeper, jackasses steal, kill, and destroy. They steal your stuff. We all have stuff, unique stuff. Turn to your neighbor and say, hold on to your stuff. That's right, hold on to your stuff. The donkeys will steal your gifts and your abilities, because you'll waste it talking to them and hee-hawing with them and going back and forth with them and hee-haw and seesaw and this and that. And it's like, man, I'm wasting all my energy on this jackass. Don't let him steal from you. But see, if I'm the devil, which I'm not, but if I'm the devil, I'm going to use relationships, people in your life to mess you up and get you off course. Jesus, think about his temptation, the temptation of Christ. What was the net effect of the temptation? Well, the net effect was the devil wanted to poison Christ's purpose. He wanted him to compromise just a little bit, see, because if he was not totally righteous, he could not have sacrificed for our wrongdoings. He couldn't have taken the sin of the world upon his shoulders. See, he couldn't have done it. So that's what the devil wanted. So the devil sees you and me. He knows we got some unique stuff, so he tries to steal our stuff. He wants to poison our purpose. Also, he wants to kill our commitment. I'm talking about the enemy. Jackasses will try to kill our commitment. They're like, man, why are you so committed to the marriage? Why are you so committed to fellowship? Why are you so committed? Always going after the commitment quotient. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from the soils of the garden. Back in the garden, look at the first sin. The devil attacked Adam's commitment quotient. God, we're committed to you. Of course, they knew God was committed to them, and the enemy came in and got them to doubt, got them to question, and because their commitment crumbled, we've been dealing with it ever since. Donkeys also will destroy our destiny. Destroy our destiny. How many times have we all looked back? I have, and like, man, I wasted my breath in that relationship. Totally wasted my breath. I only got a certain number of breaths. I don't know how many, but I wasted myself. That's what can happen. So if you're young, pay attention. Apply this stuff. If you're old, pay attention. Apply this stuff. And here's some great news for those of us who are a little bit more mature. When we breathe in the breath of Jesus, when we harness ourselves to the oxen in the world with oxygen, the Bible promises us that God will bring back the years the locusts or the donkeys have eaten. I would clap right there too. I sometimes will just tell you when to clap. Steal, kill, and destroy. Well, that's what Jesus said the devil's gonna do. John 10, remember, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's Satan's game plan, his strategy. Here's what Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Breath is life. Life is breath. DUI. 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 Driving under the influence, right? DUI. So you get pulled over, car kind of swerving. I'm making some people nervous here. Oh, man. Whoop, whoop. Oh, wait. Oh, and then they can do the breathalyzer. If the alcohol level is above 0.08, got a DUI. Driving under the influence. They test your breath. It's all in the breath. I'm drunk on the Holy Spirit of God. Ephesians, oh yeah, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. I think I'm drunk. It says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be drunk with the Holy Spirit. So every day, I should do a breathalyzer. And God should say, man, it's at least 0.08. I want to be controlled. I want to drive. I want to do life under the influence of the breath of God, of the Holy Spirit of God. And I can do that if I've allowed God to breathe on me, if I've inhaled that. And I can do that if my tightest associations, if I'm harnessed up to the people, those oxes giving me oxygen. It's that simple. And those oxes, instead of stealing, they're gonna give. I mean, think about the ox. Think about that other believer. They should be giving stuff, not stealing stuff, adding to your stuff. They're not killing your commitment or your character. They're helping create it. They're applauding that. And those oxes in your life and mine should be people with a long commitment track record. They're not destroying our destiny. They're building our purpose. They know the purposes of God. They know the purposes of His church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. They know that. So again, are you donkey wrong? Or are you breathing the breath of God and it's on like Donkey Kong? I don't know. I'm just asking you these questions. One of our pastors that helps me with sermon research used to serve in the military, and he said he learned in combat situations when someone is hurt, the first thing they would do is they would start the breathing. Starts with the breathing. Then after that, they would stop the bleeding. Then they would like bandage, protect the wound, and then treat for shock in those, you know, in that order. That's what they would do. Well, so often what we do is we don't worry about starting the breathing. We're trying to think about shock. We're trying to think about bandaging the wounds. We're trying to think about this relational bleed, and that's great. We need to think about those things. It all starts, though, with breath, the breath of God.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has equipped you and encouraged you as you transform the world around you. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us next time as Pastor Ed continues the series Breath with a message titled God Breathed, where we'll explore the power of the Word of God in our lives. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through The Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.